Blog Talk Radio.
Breathing, right? And for this new way of life with what we're dealing with, breathing is everything. So if you are breathing on this earth and you don't know where you are and just get like one of those brain freezes, let me tell you where you are. You are at the Bonnie Albers On Air Show, and I am the hostess with the mostest, Bonnie Albers. Before I introduce my pop-up guest to you today, I just want to say a few words. Amish, I do that on purpose. I'm trying to see if anybody can hear me, and I'm glad that you said you could. I love that song. There's things I'd like to tweak about it, but I get very into my music. So thank you. I really, really like it. If you couldn't hear what I said over the music, then you just let me know, because I do that with each song. It's crazy. And I want to say for everyone, I didn't get to say yesterday, which I'm really happy to be here again with you today, is for all my friends that are Jewish practicing Passover, I want to wish you a happy Passover. I love Passover. Unfortunately, this year we will be doing it virtually. I didn't really do much for Passover except, you know, say happy Passover to all my friends. For all of you celebrating Easter, I just want you to let you know I love those Easter bunnies, those chocolate eggs. I love coconut chocolate egg or Easter egg with peanut butter. Who knows? I'm all about the jumping bunnies, and you know I love every religion. So for everyone practicing Easter, happy Easter Sunday, happy Easter, whatever else is coming. I'm clueless when it comes to most holidays, but for everyone practicing any of those holidays and all of those holidays, because you can practice more than one, I want to wish you happy, happy Easter, happy Passover, and happy day, and that we are all able to celebrate, we are all able to talk, and we're all able to breathe. I think both holidays are, or feel both holidays are a miracle. So let me please welcome my pop-up guest, Brenda Brand. Hi, Brenda.
Hi, how are you?
Still breathing, baby. Still breathing. That's a bad thing. Can you imagine in this earth how we're saying that? I mean, hi, how are you? Usually we say, fine, what are you doing? Now it's like, we're still breathing. So it's such a change from, a month ago. Anyway, what I wanted to ask you is, I know that you said you're doing fine. Has your routine changed any, or are you doing the same old, same old?
No, it's changed. I mean, I'm definitely in more than I was before, but, you know, I have, you know, stuff going on that I need to go out, you know, for whatever reason here and there. So I don't go out as much as I used to, and, I feel the change in the area. I mean, there's not as much traffic and not as many people out, and you know, everything's closed, so the energy's changed. But for me personally, I'm home. I've worked from home for 18 years, so I'm home anyway. So it's like not that much of a change for me.
I kind of felt that too, but I will tell you, B, you know, whenever I cannot even believe that I pulled this card. You know, we always pull cards for the show. And I pulled this card, and it flipped right out of my hand. I love spirit because, you know, when they want you to tell somebody something, they get right to it. So I picked my flower deck card up, and the flower that came running out of my hand, and I love this flower, is like a beautiful blood orange, and it's a hibiscus. And the words above the hibiscus is unity. You're spiritually connected to everyone through God. Use this sacred bond to heal your family, friends, and yourself. I mean, how appropriate is that?
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Wow. I love that.
I know.
Well, you should wait to hear what fell out for me. It's going to be funny.
Go ahead, girlfriend. Oh, my God.
Well, I have one for you, and then one for the show, and two for the show, actually, and we're ready to go, right? I'm rhyming there.
Oh,
anyway.
Thank you, honey. I love that.
So the one that popped out, speaking of breathing, it's the light at the end of the tunnel. Breathe a sigh of relief and make new plans. This is time for relocation or travel. So this is kind of, we're moving forward. We are coming to the end of the light at the end of the tunnel is ahead of us, and we're all going to get through this. You know, we've said this, you know, I've said this on your show earlier, but, you know, the fact that this card literally flew out on, and because I said, what card do I need for the show today? And that was the card that flew out.
Wow. I love that. I mean, isn't it crazy when things fly out at you and it's like, wow, you couldn't have even picked, or even, you know, you can't write this stuff up or you can't make this stuff up. It's just what happens. And that's what I love about Spirit and I love about the show. So what do you have for me, Bea?
Well, there's the one for you I have is Achievement, and I'll send you a copy of this, too. It's As I Advance on the Road Towards Achievement, I Discover My Greatest Strengths and I Learn from Each Challenge. I Believe in My Truest Potential. Today, I have faith in my abilities and in myself. I move forward towards the fulfillment of my vision. I reach my objectives. I am courageous. I embrace life. I am always in good company on this journey towards the light.
I love that. Please send that to me. Now, I have to tell you, because Amish, I want us to do something really different before we get to the phone lines. Amish, I know you're listening. I'm going to pull a card for you, and I want to see if Brenda can pull a card for you. You're always here. You're always help. You're always in great spirits, and I love your soul energy. So I am going to pull a card for you, and it is from the flower deck that I use. And Brenda, I will tell you what card I pulled for you. Okay.
Okay.
So this is the card I pulled for you. Oh, my goodness gracious. All right. So, Amish, the Warath, it's the color of almost a dark red raspberry. And it says, become the true you. Show the world who you really are and what you were born to do. Ah, Amish. I think you got that last week in a reading by Susan. So I can't believe I picked this card for you, Amish. I hope it means something. Because become the true you means that there are so much more you need to radiate out. Show the world who you really are and what you were born to do. Go get the world, Amish, because this is what this card is saying. So do you have anything for Amish?
I actually do. When you said pull a card, I did, and this is what I got for her. And then I want to read the card I got for the show because I think it could very well be her too. This is for you, Amish. It's Return to the Inner Temple. Today, I rediscover my inner self in sacred silence. This is the inner temple in which I am able to calmly study the lessons life has provided me. Here, I regain my sense of tranquility. I retrieve my trust in the universe. Bathed in the light of my inner temple, I now remember the value of each step and every step of my life.
Wow. Wow. All I'm remembering is what Susan told her, and I keep going back to it because it was such an astounding reading. So that is so apropos for exactly what she was told. And Susan's your sister.
Oh, really? Because I hadn't heard that. I haven't heard that yet, that reading, but I will listen back.
Yeah. And so did mine. But so did you, I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Please give the reading for the show, and then I'm going to go to phone lines. But go ahead.
Yeah.
Give the readings for the show.
This one is like Never Alone is the name of the card, but it kind of goes along with the other card I pulled for the show about breathing a sigh of relief, the light at the end of the tunnel.
Uh-huh.
This is Never Alone. My bond with God and the angels is a flame that illuminates my heart regardless of the darkness around me. This bond is the foundation of my inner strength. It allows me to go on, having faith that all things will fall into divine order for my greatest benefit. I ask the universe for guidance, knowing I will always receive its help and protection. Today, the sun will rise and shine for me. I am never alone.
Wow. Did you feel that was also for Amish? Is that what I heard you say?
You know what? Yes. Because when this card fell out, and I was thinking for the show, but then the other one fell out for the show too. But when you said pick a card for Amish, it was like, I think that card's for her too. So take both of those, Amish, because we are never alone. You're right. I just saw what she put in chat. So,
yeah. So I've got to tell you something. That also goes along with the reading. And I know I keep saying it, and everybody who heard the show last week with Susan, or now it's 2 weeks maybe. No, it's a week because Susan's on next week. it was so astounding that even it threw me off. So if you go and listen, both those cards for her made total sense.
Awesome.
I love when you know. Yeah. And I want to tell you, I'm missing some people in chat, and I don't know what happened to them, but I hope that Crystal Bowles, I haven't seen her in chat, and I'm not sure why, and Fidelio Bob. So if anybody knows them, please send them my love, and I hope that they are okay. So I know you said you'll reach out, and I don't. And Crystal Bowles
Go ahead, Bonnie. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
And Crystal never misses a show. So, now, it's not that I want people to always be here because that's their choice. It's always their karma. But when they don't, and they've really been here a lot, I'm just hoping that they are okay. So, for anybody, reach out to any of those people and make sure that they're okay.
Okay, good. Yeah, I did. I have not heard back from Bob, but I did message him real quick right before.
Okay.
You know, because I said, hop
yeah.
on the show. Bonnie and I are on, so.
Yeah, you know, he, you know, some,
anyway.
You know, I maybe he, I know that Kelly was saying that maybe he because of the internet problems, maybe they have internet problems where he is. So I'm just hoping we send out a lot of love and light to him also. Now, I am going to pick up, you know, I didn't, because it's a short show, we could chat about certain things. But, you know, is there anything you want people to know? I know we had this great full moon last night. It was in Libra. So it is an Aries moon in Libra, which was really interesting if you heard Bob talk about it yesterday. I had my astrologist guy on yesterday. And it was all about communication and love and getting things straight. And I love that. So did you feel, what do you feel about this big full moon? And did you know that it was a big full moon that was all about communication, relationships, love, in a great way because it's a trine with all the other air signs. So this was a really great full moon for people, relationships of any type, about communicating and getting out what they need to get out in a good way. So did you experience anything with this full moon?
I personally did not. But I always kind of resonate to the moon anyway. I always feel better. I felt very uplifted this time. A lot of times in a full moon, I feel kind of heavy. But I did
mm-hmm.
feel very uplifted with this full moon. And it is considered a pink moon. For this, I posted it on Facebook, actually. It's a super pink moon. It was the
mm-hmm.
name of it. It was just, it was beautiful. I mean, it was so, so pretty. It was just gorgeous. So,
well, you do
yeah,
know that I love that you said it was gorgeous because the trine is an air, but one of the big signs it's in is Venus is with it. There's a Venus component, and Venus is about beauty because it's a Libra moon, and Libra runs Venus. And that is just super cool. So, yeah, a pink, beautiful moon would be right up Libra's alley. And Libra is all about the scales of balance. I always looked at it as the judicial scales. But Bob was saying, which I love, Bob was saying that the scales are actually of here and there, so of this world and the other, balancing your thoughts and balancing your life of this, you know, this world and there. Somebody's trying to call in on the show in a different way, so I got to tell everybody I'm on the show. Please don't call on Skype, or I'm not going to be able to see my board. But anyway, isn't that great to look at it like that? The scales of balance between the earth and the sky, between spirit and our 3D, you know, getting the right balance. And I never looked at it that way. I always look at it as the scales of justice. Yeah, I mean, we learn something every day, don't we?
Absolutely. I mean, a day doesn't go by we don't learn something new. And in this world or in our other world that we live in.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I had to do things this week I've never had to do before. And that's in really traipsing all the elements of this world, which I haven't done for a long time. So it's been amazing. But I just love when I can take another perspective to something I see. So, you know, the full moon lasts a few days, and I love that. And the word love comes out of my mouth because of Venus in Libra, and Aries brings that push of new. So this full moon was fabulous, which means that he did it globally also. But for me, I'm using it, you know, for individually for everyone. But if it is, and it's trine all those air signs, which means you're going to have a voice. You're going to have, you're going to have forward thinking. You're going to have love. And that all is trined in this full moon, which means it goes to the next full moon and maybe up to 6 months till the next full moon in Libra. So this is really good. Like Bob said, you couldn't have asked for a better gift than what we got yesterday or the day before, actually, when it started, of this full moon. So let's get boogieing with this full moon. And I'm just excited, you know, for all the perspectives of it. Now, I am going to go to the phone lines, and we are going to pick first. We're going to pick up 718. 718, you are on with the Diva Girls. Hi. We are the Divas. Hi. Okay, well, I'm going to move to the next caller because you got to be on in order to have us pick you up. 415, you are on with the Divas. Hi, and we are Divas. Hi.
Hello, Divas. You're speaking to another Diva.
Well,
hi.
What Diva are we speaking to?
Oh, Sophia. Diva Sophia.
Sophia. Diva Sophia. Well, darling, you better be a diva, because if you claim to be a diva, you better have those qualities. Sophia, where are you from?
I'm actually in the Bay Area.
Oh.
Of
San Francisco.
Yeah, San Francisco Bay Area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Oh,
I'm
honey,
so used to everybody knowing what it is around here. I apologize.
Honey, I do know what it is. I do.
Great.
I knew the Bay
were.
Area.
I know.
Good.
Well, you know, she has a sister who has a daughter that lives in the Bay Area. That's how come we know. And that's why we know you're a diva, because the Bay Area is not easy to live in. It's very expensive. It's very creative. And it's got a lot. It's the home to a lot of really big corporations. And I don't want to name any, but big corporations. And
yes.
Really cool.
Silicon Valley,
cool,
yes.
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 So we're excited for you, because if you're a diva baby in the Bay Area, I want to come visit you.
Okay,
Sophia, what can we do for you, babe?
Okay, well, I took a quick look at Brenda's website, and I see that she also has mediumships there. And the reason I bring this up is that recently a very close friend of mine passed, and it just happened too fast and was kind of unnerving for everyone that loved him and around him and things like that.
And that was a guy.
And yeah. And
I gotta ask you a question. Why does everybody look at her site and doesn't look at mine? But you do know that I am also all the things that every one of my guests are. So excuse me. And now I'm kidding. But
well, thank you for mentioning that, Bonnie. I will definitely go there now that I know that. I just know your wonderful
really
voice and your optimistic spirit on the show.
Aww.
And so I'm glad you know, hey, step out and tell us, because I haven't tuned into blog talk in a long, long time. So just, you know,
right. Well,
just
if you
adapting
do my show,
to everything.
You know that I do it all the time. And listen, you do need to look at Brenda's. I do. My webpage is I will put it this way. It's a process, because my show is my thing. But I am also, I just laugh. I just have to laugh, because if you know me, what I put on is everybody with everything. So Brenda, you picked a great girl, let me tell you. So I am so happy, and I was kidding, but I am so happy that you have looked at her site. We all do this for a living, and Brenda has every gift in the whole world. So, in fact, she's a medical intuitive, which really, really, of course, I'm a medical, but she's a medical intuitive. She's a spirit. I'm a medium. She's a psychic. I'm a tarot. No, I'm kidding. So we both have all of our gifts. But you know what? She is so perfect for what you want also. I did pick up that it was a guy, Brenda. Are you going to take it from there?
Well, I did pick up as a guy. I was going to ask you his first name. It is a guy, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Yes.
Okay. You know what? He's giving me... Talk about breathing. I just want to take a deep breath and just kind of like... You know, he was ready, and I know it was quick. You said it was quick, but he, well, for whatever reason, he chose his way out. Does that make sense?
Well, you know, I understand why you're saying that, but for us around him, the people around him, it just seemed like it was too fast. You know, but he did have a lot of pain, and so yes, he was ready to go, and I do get that. But he overcame one medical challenge, and he had a bypass, and he got over that, and then he got really in shape, and then boom, it was another thing behind that. So
well,
it was the
second given me
thing.
Like a. Whoops, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Sorry about that. He's giving me pressure in his head. Did he have something going on with his head? Because I feel like pressure inside my head from the inside out. And even my teeth hurt. So I don't know if he was complaining about that before it happened, but it's just very a lot of pressure. So I don't know if, you know, you can tell me, are they saying it was a stroke, a heart attack, what, but it's just like something.
He did have a heart attack first while he was traveling. And he had surgery overseas, and then he came back, and that was handled. And then he got cancer after that, so.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then, you know what, he's telling me basically he marches to the beat of his own drum, and that's why he's, like, he chose his way out is what he's giving me. It's like, that's what I'm feeling. But he's so present around everybody. It's like he likes the idea that he can come and go here and look at everybody and talk to everybody. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's seeing him, but he's doing that. So he's definitely with you guys for sure.
No. Well, I haven't seen like any signs, but I know like I'll see his emails on my computer, or suddenly the contact book opens up and it's him on there. I guess that's a sign.
There you go.
Because,
that's a sign.
Because
a
I'm
sign.
Doing something else, and I'm like, why? I never used the contact book, and I'm like, why the heck is that opening up? And there's his name out of all the contacts, right? So, yeah. So,
yeah,
but we miss him terribly,
yeah.
And miss him terribly, and I know I believe that life, there's life after life, okay? That's how I look at it.
Absolutely.
But another friend says she doesn't have that belief, and so it's, you know, she cries every day a bit. So, and it's kind of very therapeutic for her. So, and I say, you know, you can't put a time limit on it. You just do it until it's done. You know, and that. So he was trying to give me a message before he passed away, and I couldn't make out because he was already under so much medication that he recognized me. When I walked in the room, he knew it was me, and his eyes opened up like saucers, you know, because it took me a while to get there. So I know he recognized me, but then it looked like he was struggling to go in his mind and get some information, and then he started asking me about if a check went through, and it kept trying to ask me these questions, and I didn't know what he was talking about, but I knew that he was very perturbed, so I said to him, I held his hand, and I said, yes, everything is perfect, everything is fine, so that he would feel assured and calm, but I don't know if it even made sense or what he was trying to express to me. I couldn't make out what it was, but it was something that was really on his mind and he was upset about or just wanted to know about. Does that make any sense? Maybe what he might shed some light on that.
Bonnie,
what were you going to say?
Well, first of all, he was hallucinating. I picked that up very
okay.
quickly.
I do
believe he knew who you were to an extent, but I feel
okay.
like he was absolutely hallucinating. So I
okay.
don't believe
mm-hmm.
that what he said to you was what he meant. But what I
okay.
do believe is what I do believe is before that, like I could see in his mind, he knew he was dying. Okay, and he wanted that. He wanted people to know he knew he was dying. Okay, and but the hypoxia took over. Maybe Brenda, that was what you were seeing in the brain because the hypoxia took over and he was hallucinating. Can I ask
okay.
you a question?
Sure.
Did the cancer come and within 12 weeks? 12 to, you know, I'm not going to hold you to 12, but between 12
right.
and 16 weeks, was he gone?
So he did start a treatment, but after that, I
mm-hmm.
would say it was, yeah, so he did start a treatment. He did start the chemo. So if we go, like, he came back, I think he found out in March, around March, and then
mm-hmm.
He passed away in February. Wait a minute. Where are,
okay.
So last year in March, not this March, last year March, yeah. So, but then he started the chemo, and then I think from a certain point on, the chemo wasn't working, and then after that, you know.
Right. Can you tell
you know,
me what he's saying about, he's saying that between the time that he knew he was going to die, he knew between 12 and 14 weeks or 16 weeks
okay.
before he died. He knew that he was going to pass. So
right.
he knew there was no hope. So I don't know if he told you all of that. But
no,
he did
didn't
want,
say that to us. No, I think that he...
He did know.
No, I think that he was a fighter, you know? I mean, and I just think,
well, he,
you know...
Well, he did whatever he could, but he knew at one point because there was nothing much
yes.
more he could have done or they could
exactly.
have done. So you're not...
That's true.
You're getting what he did on the... 3D life to you, but I'm giving you what he knew intrinsically.
Okay.
So he knew
okay.
he was going to do everything he could, but at one point he knew within about the 4 month period of him passing that he wasn't going to make it, that he wasn't going to be able to beat this thing, even though he would do whatever he could. That's what he's telling me. So
and it makes sense, Bonnie. It does.
Yeah, for me. He wants you to know he was hallucinating. Don't, and I'll give you
okay.
over to Brenda, but do not hone in on those last moments because
okay.
Those last moments he was going through his life experience, and at the end he was panicked that this wasn't working, this wasn't working. Did he have this? Did he have this? It is, I'm assuming somebody succeeded him, meaning either a family member or his family was still around, and he wanted to make sure he was reliving things that weren't of this world right now. So he doesn't want you to hone in on that at all.
Okay.
But what he wants you
okay.
to do is he wants you to take this experience with him, for you with him, as life changing for you, meaning that you know life. Begots life, and that he wants you to take that with you and explain to others that he isn't gone. He's actually here, and that he's actually with them. And if they can look for signs like you have, he is absolutely
mm-hmm.
doing that. They will also feel him. And the biggest gift he can give from his, you know, 3D passing to, and
yes.
from spirit is to make people believers. Okay, and he wants you to help
oh,
him.
Oh, nice.
That. So that's what I'm
okay.
thinking.
Oh, so that's lovely. I love that. Because I know that, and I realized, you know, I realized that we grieve for ourselves when somebody leaves. You know, we miss them a lot. And
I know,
and
honey.
So
I know.
It's for us. We cry and we cry. You know, he was a true friend and a good soul, and I never saw him angry at anybody or just it wasn't in him. You know. And,
was he
a
hugger?
Was he a
hugger?
He could give great hugs.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's hugging you from behind. And he's just got his head on your shoulder. And he's hugging you with these big, like a bear hug from behind. And so when I see that, I know he was a hugger. He was a caring person. Because there's some
very
people
much.
That stand behind you. Yeah, and he's saying that, oh my goodness, he's right here. Okay, he's saying that as much as you loved him as a friend, he cherished you as a friend also. And I don't know that he thinks you always knew that, but he wants you to know now in his passing that if he didn't show that to you physically all the time, because, I mean, you know, men and hugging, and he did hug, but he said he wants you to know that that's the way he felt. And and he's also saying something about eating. Was there something he's giving me? It almost looks like porridge. Okay, it's almost like he's eating porridge or oatmeal or porridge. It could be a movie that he liked, but he's eating something out of a bowl that's white. And he said, "Tell her I'm still eating it." So does he have a favorite food, or maybe it's ice cream? I don't know.
Because he, you know, he would make things that were quick to make. So oatmeal is fast.
Yeah.
Fast to make.
He said he's still eating it. He's
cereal.
It's out of a bowl, and I either and it's white. So it's either oatmeal, milk, or something in there. And it doesn't look like he's cooking. So you've got the message. He knows you got the message. And now just start talking to him. Because he is with you. Before I let you go, I need to ask Brenda. Brenda, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, the other thing is that I was hearing rice. When you were saying something light in a bowl, I was hearing rice, so I'm not sure. But, you know, I have to agree with Bonnie in that he didn't really know what he was saying. I feel like he was going back in time with something, because I feel like his mind was going back. You know, he wasn't in the present. He was searching in his mind to find memories of, you know, because he knew who you were, you know, the recognition in his eyes. I feel like you said when he opened them, that was the recognition. But he was going back
like
to find
really
something.
Really huge. Like, he didn't know I was coming. He had just tried to talk to me the day before. The best he could, he left me a message. And he didn't know I was going to show up. And the facility, you know, said, yeah, come on over anytime. I just check with the front desk and everything. And then, so when I walked in the room, he's like, oh, what are you doing here? But his eyes were so large, right? So, I came to see you, silly. And I brought you some goodies. I brought you goodies. But the nurse, the palliative nurse came in. And so she did tell me that he had been administered an extra strong dose that morning, and so that he was particularly a little bit more out of it than usual. So that was getting really towards the end. So, they had to keep upping it, right? So,
correct.
Well, I do want to say he would appear at times as a light, because I feel like he spiritually is very high on the other side. So it's like I feel like he appears as a light. So, you know, he comes to you on the computer, but to the lady that's the non-believer, she might see him in the form of an orb or a light or something. And also he's showing me a bird. I don't know if he was into animals, but he's showing me animals. He's showing me like a parrot and some animals that are – so I don't know if in his travels he, you know, went to these places. I don't know why he's showing me that.
So you,
he has a little feeder for on his deck for the hummingbirds, and he used to like to sit in the living room with all these big windows that he had in his house and watch the birds come to eat. So that made him happy.
Okay, that's it. Then that's what he would be watching, the birds and the animals, because he just showed me birds and animals, and he's making me feel like I have them all here. You know, they're like I have my, I can view them here just like I did there. So. And also
lovely.
think in terms of that too, as the way he comes through too. A bird might appear out of nowhere, you know, that's not supposed to be in that, you know, that situation. Yeah.
Yes.
I love that.
I am so grateful to you too. I'm so grateful to
you,
Bonnie and Brenda. So thank you, divas.
Thank
you so much.
We're all divas out there. You are so welcome, and please visit Brenda's website. She does do this for a living, and she would really appreciate that. I can give you Brenda. You already know how to get a hold of her, okay?
Yes. Okay, dear. Thank
all
you,
right.
And God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. You too.
Bye, Sophia.
Bye.
Oh, my God. Zach Crazy, we get all the divas on the show. And anybody that
I know,
Devo,
I love it.
The little guy. Yeah. Devos can show too. Someday I had all Devos, and some days I have all Divas. Hopefully I got a mix maybe today. Okay. 650, you are on with the Divas. Hi.
Hi. Ian, hi.
Hi. Who are we speaking with?
This is Miranda.
Miranda.
Did you say Miranda?
Miranda, yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Calling
Where
from California.
From Miranda.
California.
My God, this is the second. Oh, my gosh.
Yes,
we're in California.
Also the Bay Area.
Oh, wow.
What?
Are you the same friend of Sophia's? Are you a friend of Sophia's?
I'm not a friend of Sophia.
Well, maybe you should become a friend of Sophia's, because if both of you are calling the show and enjoy it, you both have something in common. So I love that.
Yes, yes. Small world.
Well, how can we help you?
I'm wondering what you guys see regarding my home, which is currently on the market. I know things are stalled, but I'm hoping, you know, very soon people will be out and about, you know, not in droves, but some normalcy will start, you know, coming back into our lives. And I'm wondering what you see regarding my home and when I'll get a solid offer.
I'm going to hand this over to you, Brenda.
Okay. Hi, Miranda. You know what? It's funny because normally I would say, you know, springtime is the time. I'm feeling the fall. I'm feeling the fall.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I hope you're not right. because I had actually gotten a lot of interest. You know, the open houses were going very well. And then all of a sudden, obviously, this coronavirus came and things are on hold. And, you know, I'm confident. Like, I'm confident. I'm keeping my spirits up and hoping that, you know, someone will come through. So I certainly hope you're not right.
well, you're definitely selling it. I definitely feel selling it. It's just I just feel like in the fall it's done and you're so.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
Well, I've got to tell you, Miranda, you know that the fall starts in September, the middle of September. So if it's gone the middle of September, you do know that it takes 30 to 60 days to settle. And Brenda just told you everything's done by the fall. So you're looking at the summer. Somebody would have to be around in July to be able to make an offer, to do this, to have a 30 to 60 day window, because it's going to be at least 30 days for inspections and all that. So it might be that both of you are right. The summer is when you would probably get the buyers, and the fall possibly will be you actually closing and moving.
Yeah. Well, here in the Bay Area, the sellers usually do the inspection, so they're already done. It's just a matter of finding a buyer who can either maybe pay all cash, or you know, get a mortgage, and usually they're pre-approved already. So let's see. Yeah, all right. Well, just thought I'd see what you have to say.
Well, honey, I'm going to go with what Brenda has says on this one, but I do have to tell you that my guides are telling me that if you think a house closes in less than 30 days, then it's all cash. That isn't happening, not in this day and age right now, because of what's going on.
Yeah. Oh, I know. But I'm just keeping my fingers crossed and being hopeful. And
yeah,
we'll see what happens.
So for you, honey. Let us know.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you both.
Have a great day.
Be safe.
You're welcome.
You as well.
You too.
You too.
Bye-bye. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, my goodness gracious. I am picking someone up who wants to talk to you. And I love that she wants to talk to you. Can you hold on? Here we go. 307, you are on with your favorite. Hi.
Hello. Thank you for picking me up.
Hi.
Is this Kelly?
Yeah, Kelly.
Hello.
How are you?
How'd you like those moon pictures?
Oh, Kelly sent me the most beautiful moon picture this morning. It was, or last night. It was. I got it this morning because of our time difference. But beautiful, just beautiful.
Yeah,
I
it's like on the night
Kelly.
Of the full moon. On the night of the full moon, it was cloudy, so we got it. So we got that one last night, just as it came up over the horizon, because it was huge. It was big. It was really cool.
Yeah.
Well, can
ours was so. We had such a clear night. It was the moon was gorgeous. Just gorgeous.
Nice.
Yeah.
Kelly, tell us, because you're the moon girl, you always do the moons on our show. What did you feel? What do you feel about this full moon? It's in Libra in the sign of Aries.
Oh, balance. Hang on. I don't know. For us, it just felt really... It was just really peaceful. I mean, it was like really peaceful, really calming. That's all I can say, because, and especially like last night, it was for us, it was like, I don't know, no wind, which is unusual, but it was just calm. It was still, it was for us, it was warm. And just, you know, just being out there, it was like, I mean, you could hear like, you know, if a dog would bark, I mean, literally you could hear it like a mile away. You know, I mean, there wasn't much activity. It was really just super quiet, and it was just absolutely beautiful. It was like, I don't know if you remember back, you know, when you were a kid, and it's like, you know, you go outside at night. It was one of those nights where it made you want to sleep outside and just go, wow, this is awesome.
Well, I love that. Kelly,
beautiful.
Go ahead. Yeah, I did pick a card for you, and then I'm going to hand you over to Brenda. Did you pick a card for her too, Brenda? Or no? What were
go
you
ahead.
Say?
I will.
I'm
going to shuffle them up.
Okay, so Kelly, I don't know what you were going to ask, or even if you're going to ask something, but it was really weird because as you were talking, I eyed over to my flower deck, and this card was at the bottom, and I didn't know that it was peeping up, and it was the Banksia. You know what it is? Banksia is yellow, which is my favorite color, by the way. Well, it's one of my. I love all colors, but yellow is how I grew up. So it says new beginnings, and if I don't think that was the perfect card for you or feel that's the perfect card for you, take this as an opportunity to rise from the ashes stronger and more determined. And, honey, this has got to be your card.
Nice.
In many ways, okay, because it's coming. New beginnings for you, Kelly. Are coming,
right.
And I love this in many ways. My guides are telling me that it's not just in one way, like what you're thinking, but most of your life and life situations are going to all have new beginnings with relationships of your family, new beginnings with your life moving forward, new beginnings with the animals and what you're doing, new beginnings like a breath of fresh air in everything
nice.
That you touch in life, you're going to have new beginnings. Okay, go ahead, Brenda.
Okay, so when you were talking and you said, I don't know what words you said about the moon, but I heard that song because there was
something in that that there was a song. It's like that song, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Ain't No Mountain
Ain't
Low Enough.
No,
you know that song?
Wait, I'm
that one, Bonnie.
Ain't
I knew you
no
were going to sing it.
Ain't no mountain high enough to keep me from being with you, babe. There we go. And that was the Supremes.
Supremes, okay. Gotcha.
And so the two cards, so there's a message there for you. It's like, you know, it's just like, even though life seems the mountains ahead of you or whatever the situation is that looks like a mountain, it's not. Ain't no mountain high enough. You're going to get through it, and it's going to be fine. And the cards that I pulled for you, too, actually, dance to the rhythm of life. Today I find the joy in my heart. I lighten my life by releasing what I no longer need. I align myself with who I am and gently acknowledge who I am not. I am grateful for what I possess and am at peace with what I do not. I appreciate and accept my life as it is. I live according to the will of God. In this way, I dance with life and see the magic of love bloom. And then the other thing, the other card was love and blessings fill your life. Harmonious relationships with family members, a happily ever after feeling. So I kind of think this goes along with what Bonnie was saying. And this is the Ten of Raphael card, because this is out of my Angel Tarot deck. So this is the Ten of Raphael, and I feel like calling on our Archangel Raphael, the healing angel, as you know. So it's like, you know, just asking for the healing. Whatever situation, that mountain that seems like it's too high to climb or whatever, you're faced with it, just ask the angels to help you over it.
Alrighty. That sounds awesome.
And then
I know, Brenda, I know you were going to say something earlier. It's like, you want to finish that thought you had earlier?
What
was that? I don't know.
Darn, I don't know. Because you started to say something, I was like going, okay, say the rest of that quick, though.
Yeah, because you know I forget, right?
Yeah, I know. It's like, yeah, didn't know if the guys were going to go ahead and say, okay, nope, we're going to hold that for you. Okay.
Kelly, you can ask something quickly. You've got about 7 minutes, so you can ask something quickly so Brenda or I can answer. Actually, it'll be Brenda because my mouth is just running off at the gate here. So go ahead and ask because I know that there's something you would like to ponder or ask about.
Yeah, we're, you know, I'll just say slightly concerned about finances and scholarships and that kind of stuff with Zeri, because he did not get one of the scholarships we were sort of expecting him to be able to get. It's like, and we're just kind of a little dicey on, you know, how he's going to be able to, you know, make it all, bring it all together, I guess. It's like, is there some place we can look? Or, I mean, you know, because we don't know uncertainty of like a summer job, because he was figuring on a summer job and we're not sure that that's going to happen. So it's like, where might, you know, direction might we look for finances to finance his college stuff this fall?
I would look at, I'm just feeling government grants, government help, just don't leave a stone unturned. I feel him pulling it all together. But I feel it's coming in 4 to 5 different ways. So look for any grants you can find. You know, the Pell grants, all the grants that are out there that you can
He's done. I mean, they had started doing that stuff like, oh man, in February. So yeah, I mean, so he's got a bunch of those. He does have a bunch of those already, but it's like, we're looking at, there's extra stuff that we hadn't factored in and going, uh-oh. So yeah, it's that, you know, I don't know if there's still stuff that, you know, he can apply for this. I mean, it's kind of late. I mean, it sounds really weird, but it's like at this point, you know, it's kind of late, but it's like, or is there stuff we can still, you know, he can still like apply for and get?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
I absolutely feel that. And I feel like with the times that we're in right now, there's some other provisions that normally aren't there. So I want you to grab onto those too. So kind of look at, you know, look at the .gov site, look at the stimulus package and see what, you know, what they're doing for student loans right now, because that I don't know. I don't know that personally. I'm just feeling that there's something.
Okay.
But I do feel like, you know, by the skin of your teeth, you guys are pulling this all together. So, yeah, again, ask
well, God
Archangel.
Always, it's funny
ask
to say
Archangel
that God
Raphael,
does. It's like it always comes true.
That's
yeah.
That must be that mountain I see ahead of you, because, you know, I'm seeing you face to face with this mountain, and this mountain is like you're looking up like, how are we going to do this? And that's kind of why I think Spirit gave me that song for you, because there ain't no mountain
right.
high enough, because you're going to do it. You're definitely going to do it. I mean, yeah.
Cool.
You do know, Kelly, that you're, you know, everybody, I mean, that makes under $75,000 gets, without even applying, you do know that, gets $1,200 plus for the kid.
How do they find us?
Under
how do they find us when we're so far off the grid?
Well, go to the .gov, go to the stimulus. You're going to have Zari Google it, but if you have filed a tax return, they know where you are. So they are going
to
send it.
See, that's the thing. Our income has been tax exempt for years. I haven't filed taxes in years.
Then you need to
get
you need to get a hold of the tax. There's a Google. You have Zari do it, because you're entitled to $1,200 a piece.
Okay.
So you'll get $1,200, and Zari, if he's under 17, which he isn't, but this started when he was under
18.
17.
Right.
Right, but this started when he was under 18. And he will get, I think it's $1,000. So you should be getting $2,500 just for being this stimulus package, which you're going to have to call either or write your senator or your governor or whatever and ask them, or you have to go and Google. If you don't file income tax, how are you going to get your stimulus package? We're not entitled to it, but you are. So I feel like you need to look into that. If Zari has worked
he got $4.59 back from last year's he filed income tax this year.
Okay, well guess
he
what?
He got a rebate of $4. I'm like, woo.
But wait a minute, you're not listening, because if he filed a tax return last year, he will be getting that stimulus. If he was under 18, he's entitled to $1,000. So or 800, wherever it was. So he will be getting that. And you need to make sure he is. If he had a job and he couldn't get one, he could file for unemployment, which I don't know because he wasn't employed, so I don't think you can do it. But if he was not, if he was employed and they let him go. But you are entitled to $1,200, and you need to find out from your tax office, from anyone there, how you file that. Because you're entitled to it. And don't let it go, Kelly.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Gotcha.
Now,
okay.
We have 2 minutes left, so I am going to have to tell everybody that I so appreciate everyone being here. I appreciate you coming with the pop-up show. There will be a pop-up show tomorrow morning, but look for it, because what is it, at 10 o'clock, and it will be with Kelly. So please, everyone, this week has been a really good week for us because we've been home. But I want to thank you, Brenda. You always rock the house.
Thank you.
And I appreciate anything and all the time that you give everyone. Brenda, let them know how to get a hold of you so that they can also go to your website, because you do this for a living, unless you want me to give out your phone number.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I'm calling in on my
go
home
ahead
number.
Get
so,
okay,
my phone number is 330. My phone number is 330-209-7021. My website is brendabrandpsychic.com, and my email is ghostdiggers@gmail.com.
And go to her website. She's also on social media. Take a look at Brenda. She's awesome. I don't have anybody on the show that isn't.
Thank you.
So everyone, please.
Thanks,
thank
Kelly.
You, Brenda. Everyone, please be safe out there. Do whatever you can to listen. listen to what your guidelines are for your city. It isn't a joke. There are people dying out there and people that need your help, because maybe you don't know that you could pass it and live, but you might be passing it to someone else that can't. So please listen to the guidelines, stick to the guidelines, and hey, let's all get over this together and through this together. I'm sending out love and healing to everyone, and please join me tomorrow at 10 o'clock for another pop-up show. Bye.
Bye.